Detroit City Elections Employee, Workers Coached Voters for Joe Biden, Changed Dates on Ballots. By Kyle Olson on November 9, 2020. A decades-long Detroit City employee has filed a bombshell affidavit in a case alleging a series of voter fraud behaviors to benefit Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. Jesse Jacob, who could face legal penalty if her accusations are not true, leveled several claims against her employer. I processed absentee ballot packages to be sent to voters while I worked at the election headquarters in September 2020 along with 70 to 80 other poll workers, she said. I was instructed by my supervisor to adjust the mailing date of these absentee ballot packages to be dated earlier than they were actually sent. The supervisor was making announcements for all workers to engage in this practice. Jacob said she worked at a polling location leading up to the election where voters could cast absentee ballots in person. I directly observed, on a daily basis, City of Detroit election workers and employees coaching and trying to coach voters to vote for Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. I witnessed these workers and employees encouraging voters to do a straight Democrat ballot. I witnessed these election workers and employees going over to the voting booths with voters in order to watch them vote and coach them for whom to vote. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's website stated it is a requirement to have a photo ID, such as a Michigan's driver's license or identification card, to vote. Those not possessing an ID must sign a brief affidavit stating that they're not in possession of a photo ID. During the last 2 weeks while working at this satellite location, I was specifically instructed by my supervisor not to ask for a driver's license or any photo ID when a person was trying to vote. I observed a large number of people who came to the satellite location to vote in person, but they had already applied for an absentee ballot. These people were allowed to vote in person and were not required to return the mailed absentee ballot or sign an affidavit that the voter lost the mailed absentee ballot. Jacob said she then worked at the TCF Center in downtown Detroit to tabulate absentee ballots. Absentee ballots that were received in the mail would have the voter's signature on the envelope. While I was at the TCF Center, I was instructed not to look at any of the signatures on the absentee ballots, and I was instructed not to compare the signature on the absentee ballot with the signature on file. When asked to respond to Jacob's allegations, Benson's Director of Communications and External Affairs, Jake Rallo, told Breitbart News, Michigan's election results are an accurate reflection of the will of Michigan voters. Any meritless suggestion to the contrary denigrates the tens of thousands of election clerks and workers who served, with integrity and under intense scrutiny, to provide Michigan citizens with a secure, transparent and accessible election process. He did not answer whether Benson would open an investigation into the claims. Jacob's allegations are part of a lawsuit filed by Wayne County residents Cheryl A. Constantino and Edward P. McCall Jr. against the City of Detroit and Detroit Election Commission, Detroit City Clerk Janice M. Winfrey, and the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. Michigan talk radio host Steve Gruber noted the fraud was committed at the behest of Detroit and Wayne County officials and included changing legal names and dates on ballots, ballot harvesting, voter intimidation and more. It also claims the effort to defraud voters began in early September. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.